Peck, Sarah. Orange Grove, Balaclava, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. March 3, 1898. Dear Sister Peck, I do not have much stamina to write at all, and this makes me almost homesick. I want to be with you all at home. I wish I could have been with you when Sister Haskell was relating to you the result of our considerations and counsels. What think you, my sister? I wish you to understand that this move was made because we could not think of anything better to do. I did not want to do this. I need every jot and tittle of your time on my work. We have, yourself, Marion, Maggie, and Minnie, a great work before us. It will open as we advance and as we lay hold of it. I have felt almost desperate that I have had to neglect the work that in all its importance is opening before us. But we want to speak to the people all the words God has spoken to us. We want to make plain to many who do not understand or discern it their individual power to devise and execute that which is best for the many-sided life of the people at large, of all grades, high and low, rich and poor. So that in our connection with them, each member may feel that he has an individual responsibility to the whole body. We must catch souls and recognize those who have tact to watch for and care for souls as they that must give an account. Those who can appreciate all questions relating to spiritual life. What can we do to organize men, women, and youth of various temperaments in various callings and positions? Who will take hold of the work that must be done, bringing their God-given talents into most solemn service for the Master? We must broaden, and by an earnest experience, speak words that will arouse the dormant energies of the people before us. Can we not, by a daily connection with God, obtain a deep insight into our own lives and the lives of others? Thus enlarging the circle of our influence, even in Kurenbong. Thus, we may be as those who are co-workers with Jesus Christ, able to enrich all to a large degree with special and appropriate gifts, because we are channels of light. This is the grand work which will prepare us to understand the relation of Christ to the whole world. Christ was an Israelite according to the flesh. He was obedient to the law, which was the foundation of the whole Jewish system. But the system was perverted, abused, and the maxims and false theories of men became as tares sown among the wheat, in order to allure men from the true service of God by false theories and a false interpretation of the Scriptures. It was the work of Christ's disciples to counteract these errors. We have this work to do now. We must learn our lessons daily in the school of Christ. We shall then say from the heart, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John 6, verse 68. He who hath the Son hath life. Jesus, the personal Savior, alone can awaken the soul. It is fellowship with Christ, receiving His grace, which enables the mind and heart and soul to triumph over the lower nature. This we must all practice and teach. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 2, verse 20. We must all get this life into the chambers of the mind and into the practical life. I count all things but loss, Paul declares, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. Philippians 3, verse 8 to 10. We must make it a point to teach and enforce in a sound, intelligent manner that to have Christ means to have everything. We will draw nigh to him. We will be found in him, living his life. Let us have simple faith in God. Let us talk faith, act faith, and live by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. I want you to write to me. I want you to tell me how you regard the consent of Sister White to let you serve, if you will, for a little while in the school at its commencement. Tell me plainly what you think of this. We must be true yoke fellows now. I need the help you can give me. But I must close this letter now. I appreciate my workers very much. We shall consecrate ourselves without any reservation to God. In much love,